वाहिगुरु जी का खालसा, वाहिगुरु जी की फतेह। हेलो फ्रेंड्स, वेलकम टू सिख हिस्ट्री साखी पॉडकास्ट। आई एम हरप्रीत कौर, योर होस्ट। माय डियर फ्रेंड्स, टू स्टार्ट टुडेज एपिसोड ऑन अ पॉजिटिव नोट, हेयर सम विजडम फ्रॉम आर गुरु श्री गुरु ग्रंथ साहिब जी from Ang 917 as Har naal raho tu man mere dukh sab visarna angikar o kare tera karaj sab savarna. Meaning, O dear mind, always remain with the Lord and all your sufferings, pain will be forgotten. Do not worry, as the Almighty will accept you as His own and will arrange all your affairs perfectly. Now, towards the episode. Lastly, we discussed that Guru Nanak Dev Ji guided and blessed the kindest soul, Bal Gundai Ji. And later, he became a devoted follower of Guru Nanak Dev Ji. Now, Guru Nanak Ji and Bhai Mardana Ji moved further with their journey. While they were walking, Guru Nanak Ji said to Bhai Mardana Ji, as mentioned in Sri Nanak Prakash, Lalo hai bahu meet hamara. चलो मिले अब ताहे संगारा, बहुत दिवस बीते तह देखे, नगर एमना बाद बिशेखे. Meaning, Lalo is a good friend of mine. It's been ages since we met. Now let's go and meet him. I am sure एमना बाद has grown too now. Friends, if you remember, we discussed about Bhai Lalo in the previous episodes titled Bhai Lalo, Milk and Blood and More. He is the one from whose hard-earned bread milk dripped and from the other bread of Malik Pago blood dripped. Now, as we talked in the episode, the blessed visit, Guru Nanak Dev Ji had promised Bhai Lalo that he will stay with him for a month. So, after a long time, Guru Ji is going to fulfill his promise with him. My dear friends, there is always a reason why Guru Nanak Ji does something. So let's see what happens in the upcoming episodes. Before gracing the land of Emnabad with his divine presence once again, the king of the universe, Guru Nanak Dev Ji, along with his most cherished rabab player, Bhai Mardana Ji, went to various places, blessing the place, people, and everything along. Now, walking from Bal Gundai's place, Guru Nanak Ji arrived in Katash. Katash is a town in the Chakwal district of Punjab, Pakistan. It is renowned for the Katash Raj temples, a complex of historic Hindu temples with a sacred pond. It is said that the pond was created from the tear drops of Lord Shiva, according to the Puranas. These temples are significant for their cultural and religious importance. Guru Nanak Dev Ji visited this place and hence the place is also known as Nanak Nawas. Guru Ji stayed here for a while and thus a Gurdwara called Gurdwara Shri Guru Nanak Sahib stands here today. After this, they moved further and arrived at a place near Jhelum, Pakistan, which is now popularly known as the Rohtas Fort. According to Sikh lore, it is said that the villagers here came to Guruji with request that there is shortage of water, while some claim that Pai Mardana ji asked for water. Then the merciful Lord, unable to see the plight of people, moved a stone and a natural spring of water started flowing there. Therefore, the Gurdwara came to be known as Gurdwara Choa Sahib, which translates to Gurdwara of Exalted Spring. The current building of this Gurdwara was constructed by Maharaja Ranjit Singh Ji in 1834. Even today, the residents of the Rohtas Fort use the water of the spring. The Gurdwara has now been taken up for restoration under a USA-based Ranjit Nagara Foundation. Moving further, Guru Nanak Ji and Pai Mardana Ji then went to a village called Bulani. Gurdwara Pehli Padshahi stands here today and is being taken care by the Nanak Panthis. While staying here, a shepherd named Noor Nusrat did great seva of Guruji. And one day, he asked Guruji, "O holy saint, tell me, what prayer should I do with which I can be blessed with great fortune?" Guruji then told him that morality and following the religious path are the keys to all success in life. As has been mentioned in Sri Guru Granth Sahib Ji on Ang 339, "Jo jan gaye tyaye jas thakur, तास प्रभु है था नाना, तह बड़ पाग बस्यो मन जाके, करम प्रदान मथा नाना." Meaning, that humble being who sings and meditates on the praises of Almighty is blessed with great fortune. Moreover, it is said a Daud named weaver of the same place presented a beautiful rug to Guru Nanak Ji. However, Guru Ji said, "My rug is this green grass upon which I sit." And then he spread that rug beneath a dog's shivering puppies. Friends, Guruji taught him that our happiness is meaningless if something sitting nearby is in pain. And thus, this is the true essence of being a Sikh, that is, helping others in need. Guru Nanak Dev Ji then travelled further to Deenga. Deenga is a town in the Gujarat district of Punjab, Pakistan, known for agriculture and its growing population. Deenga means a place of Deen or a center of Islam. When Guruji arrived here, a Hindu sadhu created a scene and announced a 40-day fast in order to gain the people's respect and admiration for himself. However, Guru Nanak Ji stopped the public announcement. The sadhu completed his fast, but when no one praised him, he fainted in shock. Then Guru Nanak Dev Ji told him that the sadhu's ego had kept him alive and also emphasized the fact that one cannot genuinely follow the ways of a yogi, sufi, saint or fakir without overcoming ego. Today, Gurdwara Nanak Sahib stands there to commemorate Guruji's holy teachings. Similarly, when Guru Nanak Dev Ji moved further and arrived in Mandi Bahaudin, an angered fakir had sought to put a curse on that place. However, Guruji convinced him to give up his plan to curse the village and showed him that God alone had the authority to punish people in any way. As mentioned in Sri Guru Granth Sahib Ji on Ang 509, Nanak ev na japai, karta keti de sajai. Meaning, it can never be known how much punishment the Creator shall inflict on anyone. Today, a beautiful three-story Gurdwara along with two sarovars stands there, which was constructed under the rule of Maharaja Ranjit Singh Ji. It is known as Gurdwara Kair Sahib. It is said that the grandson of that saint, known as Pai Pag, led a simple life and his grave was built on one side of the sarovar near the Gurdwara. Now, the last destination that Guruji visited before arriving in Ahmedabad was Shekhupura. Shekhupura was founded by Mughal Emperor Jahangir. It is a city in the Punjab province of Pakistan. In addition to its industrial and commercial significance, it features major tourist attractions such as Hiran Minar and Kila Shekhupura. Gurdwara Sachi Manji Pehli Padshahi stands there today. It is said the Manji or bed of Sri Guru Nanak Sahib Ji, where Guruji stayed, was with the Gill landowners of this village. Now, after staying and blessing the people of Shekhupura, Guru Nanak Ji along with Pai Mardana Ji moved further and arrived in Ahmedabad to meet his beloved follower Pai Lalo Ji. I hope this brings some value to you and your family. Thank you.